quello che ci mette di cuore. La volta che ci mette di cuore, alle mani, in sesso, come se ti ricordo, ma diciamo che la situazione è di più. So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah, there is no mitzvah of moral mitzvah. Even if one abides, there is no mitzvah of moral mitzvah. The only kiyum of moral, even if one abides, is together with confessor. Whether it has to be eaten mamish together or not together. So that the machlekes are filled in the Rabbon. But both agree, the Rabbon and the Hila, that there is a mitzvah of eating Pesach together with matzah and more, whether it has to be like a sandwich together, or one by after the other. So that's the machlekes. But there is a mitzvah of together. So according to the Rambam, there is no separate mitzvah of more. Only as part and parcel of the mitzvah of confessor. Mitzvah of confessor. So the melee, not only this man says the Rambam, if this man finds, if someone does not talk to the confessor, he's not going to be free for it. The shite of the Yerei means that only Bismanazeh, so is the Rabbah. Only Bismanazeh is the Rabbah. In other words, because it's just as Rabbacher Yaakov says, we got Matzeh. So Rabbacher Yaakov says that Matzeh Bismanazeh is the Rabbah. Why? Because when there is no Kom Pesach, there is no Chibor Matzeh. But Rabbacher Yaakov will be made that Bismanazeh is in Tomek in the Rechikov. So, who was not actually from Pesach, he was still Mechuyev in Reise to eat his rice matzah. So, the Aloha according to Rabbah Yaakov is only the Bismarzeh is Rabbah. So, the Yerim says, what Rabbah Yaakov says in connection with matzah, so you all say in connection with Moel. But Bismarzeh was the Moel from Pesach. Even someone was not actually from Pesach. So, he was still Mechuyev to eat Moel. That, and matter of fact, I don't know whether you have these. I don't know whether the Rambam see I have them. But there is a tshuva of the correspondence between the Rambam and the Rambam and the Neil Abadi. So they discuss that because the Neil Abadi, as you like the Shite of the Rebbe, that there is a chiyuv of Moreh Mitzvah Atzel. And the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, why doesn't he mention Moreh? Why doesn't he mention Moreh? Now Matzeh, he mentions that in Sefer HaMitzvos. Why does Matzeh? So you can say it's nice. But Moreh, he doesn't mention that in Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Abadi was Masik on the Rambam. Why the Rambam doesn't mention Moreh? So about all of the Rambam said, the reason is why the Rambam did not even mention Moreh as a separate mitzvah. Because there is no separate mitzvah of Moreh. It's only as part and parcel of Pesach, So there is correspondence between the Rambam, the Rambam, and the Neil Abadi. So they discuss that question. But, so that the Machlokes is in regard to Tomei B'Darachecheinu. But Mr. Rambam says, certainly there is Tomei B'Rabbam. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara mentions that there is a machlekes whether mitzvahs of Makhlezuezu or mitzvah Seyid Makhlezuezu. Who is there? Gemara says, it's a matter of said that even those who say that mitzvahs Eyid Makhlezuezu, so that is the Reise, but the Shus, so one mitzvah is not the matter of another mitzvah. But the shoes is the one and the Rabbonon vis-a-vis the Raise is like the shoes. We got a mitzvah with the Raise. So maybe it is the one. But who is the one who says that mitzvah is the one that is the one? Here, the Kanye, on the wall of our Hillel, she will take the Chippe Masach, the Eichon, she never will matze so great in the Chul. Now, what is it in the Eichon Masach? So Rashbam says Pesach Matzonot. Pesach. The Rambam mentions Matzonot when he mentions the mitzvah of Terach. I mean the mitzvah of Terach is Machlokes. So he mentions Matzonot, not Pesach Matzonot. But the Rashbam says Pesach Matzonot. Now, the Yerushalmi and the Caliph of Chale mentions that according to Hillel, so you have to be careful of Pesach Matzah. That's why you have to destroy it. Tichel Yish Hillel, Kibbe Yish Hillel, Mas Yishan Yish Kayim, or you care of Matzah, and Samah Kodesh, you find it inside Pesach Matzah. Because of that Machlekes, whether according to Hillel, it's Matzah or Pesach Matzah. So the Shita of the Rashbam is Pesach Matzah. Pesach Matzah. Now, why should we say just Matzah Moreh, not Pesach Matzah Moreh? So you can say very simply, just as Pshat in the passage, why does he only say Kerech? Because of Matzah Yisum Leiv Yochlu. So, now, the passage in Malay is called So what's the pshat now? So according to Hillel, so the Yichlu has reference to what? Has reference to the compassion. Al Matzei Yitzum Leirim Yichlu. Now, according to the Rabbanon, so there is no, now we see that there is a machlekes, whether, according to Hillel, So the Keter has to consist just of Matzah Moreh or Pesach Matzah Moreh. Now, and the Rabbana say that it doesn't have to consist of Keter altogether. Whether according to Rabbana, so if you eat together, you're not becoming Mitzvah, or there you are becoming Mitzvah. Well, that's a machlokes Hashem. But there is certainly no chiyuv according to the Rabbana to eat it together. Whereas, according to Hillel, there is a chiyuv. Whether it's a chachila or the eved, but that's again a machlokes Hashem. So what's the chart now? How does Hillel know that there is a loch of kerech, whether it's lacking the kerech, or it's only eaten chachila? So how does Hillel know? Because of Yechlu. So Yechlu. So in other words, so what does it mean Yechlu? Al matzeh sum reven Yechlu, so the Yechlu is reference to the confessor. The Pesach should be al matzeh sum reven. What does it mean? Al matzeh sum reven. On top of matzeh sum reven. On top of matzeh sum reven. So the Pesach should be, now if we say that pshat, that this is how Hillel deduces his alay of Kerech, because our matzah is a very difficult, and our is to be understood in the sense of on top of, so that means the call, and Yehu has reference to the call Pesach, so that means the call Pesach is to be eaten on top of matzah bread. What it means that the call Pesach is to be eaten on top of matzah bread, like a sandwich. That words of Pesach, matzah bread. So then we have to say that the call to Hillel, you have to eat Pesach matzah bread. Pesach matzah bread. Now, how is it according to the Rabbanon? According to Rabbanon, there is no halacha. There is no halacha of eating together. On the contrary, according to Melanie Shemin, if you eat together, you're not becoming mitzvah, or you're not becoming chachile. But certainly, there is certainly no chil, lichachile, to eat together, mamesh. So, how do they explain the Rabbanon up here? How do they explain the posi? Al matzeh sum reilin, yoichu, so that according to them, I mean, the exapseifa says it. In tshuva peibor, that's the proportion. I mean, you see it from the Rishon, that according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, so the yoichleu has reference to each meat, according to Hillel. So al matzeh sum reilin yoichu, so the yoichu, me as reference to the Pesach. The Pesach should be eaten on top of matzah sum reilin. But according to Rabbanon, there is no halacha of kerech altogether. So then the yochlu means yochlu has reference to each one, not just to the Pesach, to the Moreh. So the melee, and what would Rabbanon do with the expression al? Al matzah sum reilin. Doesn't al mean al on top of? But according to Rabbanon, there is no halacha of kerech. So the answer is that al has two meanings. Al can mean on top of. And Kibbei Hashemayim al oretz. So what does it mean? Kibbei Hashemayim al oretz? On top of. But boyo kerech also al palke boyo. So what does it mean? That the tree is planted in water? Did you ever see a tree planted in water? So what does the Poshim say? Kerech also al palke boyo means some of the mind. So the Meila according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, al matzah sum reilin yichlu does not mean on top of matzah sum reilin should be eaten, but some. So there is no halacha of kerech. The al matzah sum reilin means some of the matzah sum reilin. In other words, there has to be that combination. But it doesn't have to be one on top of the other, not kerech. To eat it, you don't have to eat it together, but it has to be some. So that's the chat of matzah sum reilin. Now, if we say that according to Hillel too, so what has to be eaten as a sandwich? Only matzah and boy is not right. But the Pesach does not have to be eaten as a sandwich. And it's mashmah, certainly many achrayim assume like that, that's the Shiras Rama, that according to Hillel, so what has to be eaten in the form of Kerech? Only the matzah and boy, but the Pesach not. Now, so the question is, how, what's the pshat of the posse? according to this chapter, that only the matter and the water have to be in the air for the Pesach now. So then we cannot say, our matter is available in the room. On top of, and according to here, it means our matter is available in the room. On top of matters and water, your room shall the Pesach be, because that would imply that the Pesach has to be eaten. As the meat on top of matzahs and more. So the Pesach also is part of the Gera. But the Rambam says only the matzahs and the more are part of the Gera. But the Pesach is eaten with the Atzmor. So then we have to say, if according to Hillel, so it's not Pesach matzah and more away from the Yacham, but matzah more away from the Yacham. But matzah is eaten separately. So then we cannot say that according to Hillel, how has the meaning of on top of. But then we have to say that even according to Hillel, Al is not to be understood in the sense of Al Tapot, but in the sense of someone. Keishos of Al-Moy. Keishos of Al-Moy. So Hillel says, Al, someone, he eats the cup that from Pesach. The Yehu is referenced to from Pesach. But the cup Pesach is eaten someone to the matzahs of the Rebbe. So in other words, why does the Torah say that the Pesach is eaten so to the matzahs of Rebbe? Because the matzahs of Rebbe are eaten together in the sandwich. But the Pesach is not part of the Gera. So the Torah says, Al matzahs of Rebbe, you're so to the matzahs of Rebbe. The matzahs of Rebbe is the unit. That's the form of Gera. But the Pesach is eaten so to the matzahs of Rebbe. Yoichud. I mean, these are the pshati in the pasuk. All right. Anyway, so the Gemara says, "Man tani shamsu b'zeh baru zvezuyu itanye omdo avamilel shirokim zvasachas leicho sheneva al matzis uvedem yichud matzis uvedem yichud." Okay. Keichon zvasachas pesach matzis uvedem keichud yichachem from keichud yichem. Now this is a very complicated and confusing word. All kinds of joking to the stories of Hatha Joke. Omer Abir, Chayutino Chaveiro Baalio, Tanye, Yochel Yi Keichon Bimatzachas. Now there is the Rabbon Rachel Kan Amir. So, how do we know? How does Rabbi Yechel know that the Rabbon Rachel Am Amir? Tanye Yochel Yi Keichon Bimatzachas. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, so this vice represents the view of the Rabbah, not of it. That's certainly not it. This is a certainty that according to Rabbi Yochanan. So this vice represents the view of the Rabbah, because he says, Chayutim al Chavim al Avilel, the time. So that means, who is saying this time? So our matzah to Yehu, our mezebis liatz may mezebis liatz. So Yehu, korecho bim liatz. Mezeksiv Yehu. So in other words, so from this Hashbam, it's mashma that what the Ksav Sefer says in Shulet Ribo is correct. In other words, that according to Hillel, so the Yehu has reference to the confessor. The confessor shall be in our matzah to Yehu. And according to Rabbonon, see, the Torah doesn't say Yoichu. If the Torah had meant the compass actually, the Torah should say Yoichu. And I would know what it means. But it says Yoichu. So that means that each one, our Pesach, our Matzeh Sumereirin, next to it, some to Matzeh Sumereirin, so each one should be, eaten next to each other. Coming around. Here's the job of the how to know that the Yehu has reference to each meaning, to each one that we need, because not to the Pesach, as Hillel says, because if the Kabbalah Torah had been if the Torah had reference to the Kabbalah Pesach, the Torah should say Yehu. Correct or not, you see the Yehu, but not the Pesach, you see the Yehu, but not the Pesach, before Rabash, Yochem Mayan. There is one Kasha. Now the Hechem says, that Chilutin of Chabir of Abiyo. And how does the Hechem know that Chilutin of Chabir of Abiyo? Well, from this Baise, from this Baise. So that means that this Baise is expressive of the Rabbonon, of the Rabbonon. Now, according and according to, and according, I mean, the way the Rashbam explains, that the Rambam of Muhammad is another pshat, but according to Rashbam, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Chilkim of Chavi of Avila. So what does it mean, Chilkim of Chavi of Avila? In other words, whereas Hillel says, that you have to eat it, the Kerech, so the Chachomim Achilich, and they hold, no, it has to be eaten Dabke Shemuyah Bikir. Shemuyah Bikir. That's the Pshat of Chilkim of Chavi of Avila. Not a zero thing, Kirchhoff Masachas. That's not a proper thing, Kirchhoff Masachas. So, but, and Rabbi Yechanan says that the Dvaise is expressive of Hillel's view, of the Rabbonon's view, which is contrary to Hillel. In other words, that you can't eat it in the form of Kirchhoff. But the Dvaise says, Afilu Zerubiyat's name. But Monefsher, if the Dvaise is expressive of the Rabbonon's view, and the Rabbonon's view is, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that it cannot be eaten in the form of Kerech. He cannot eat it in the form of Kerech. You have to eat it separately. You have to eat it separately. If you have to eat it separately, so why does the Vayse say, Afuse it if that's me? Afuse has the connotation. Not only is it good if you eat it in the form of Kerech, but if you eat it separately, it's also good. No, but according to Rabbonon, only separately, in the form of Kerech, it's no good. There's the Kasha. Elo Marash, Haitane Hocheko, Yoche Elo Yoitzi Ben Yechubose, Elo Yikeichom Nebasachas, Yeichom, Kiderach Shikule Leichom, Talmud Leima, Al Matze Shomiru Yechu, Now, this is our guilty, but the Ramoyah's guilty is Elo Marash, Haitane, Hillel, Behocheko. That's the Gilas of the Baramoy. Elo Maravashi, I tane, tane, the Hillel, the Ochel, Yochel, Yitzel, the Bose, Elo, Yke, Keuchon, Masachas, the Echon, Kidera, Shibel, Echon, Amuleba, Almate, is to play the Yochu, after the Zebek, the Asme, the Zebek. Now let's see what the Pshat in Mo is according to Baramoy's Gilas. So in other words, Maskin, for some other words, Rabbi Yechelen, Rabbi Yechanan assumed that this Baise is expressive of the Rabbonon. Rabbi Yechanan assumed that this Baise is expressive of the Rabbonon. Now, if it's expressive of the Rabbonon, and Rabbi Yechanan said, now, the way the Rabbonon explained. So Rabbi Yechanan said that Chilkim of Chabir of Avilel, in other words, and according to the Rabbonon of Avilel, so it has to be eaten separately. And Kerech and Afikam the Mitzvah in there. That's the Rabbonon Shit. That according to the Rabbonon of Hillel, so that is separate. But on the Kerech, in there, you are not becoming the Mitzvah. And this is what Rabbi Yechanan says. Chilkim alo, Chabim of Hillel, because what was mentioned about Hillel? Hillel didn't say anything. It was only Hillel's practice was mentioned. So now the Hillel's practice was to eat it in the form of Kerech. So that's the proper thing. So Chilkim alo, Chabim of Avilel, that's not the proper thing. And in there, you're not kind of mitzvah according to the proper thing. Why? Because mitzvah is matlin zu ezu. Mitzvah matlin zu ezu. So it's Chilkim alo, Chabim of Avilel. And which vice is expressive of the Rabbon of Hillel? This vice of Yochel Yikim Pasach. Now, so Talmud Leima, Matzah Tzuvei Yochlu, Afilu Zebik Niatzvei, Vizebik Niatzvei. Now, so how does Rabbi Yechanan himself go around this Rabash's kasha? But how does Rabbi Yechanan explain the price? According to Rabbi Yechanan, so this price is expressive of Rabbanon of Hillel, and Rabbanon of Hillel, according to Baal Moir, hold that you cannot even be Mikad Mitzvah in the form of Keder, according to Rabbanon of Hillel. That came separate. So why do Rabbanon of Hillel say Akilu? So the Baal Moir will have to say it. I mean, the Baal Moir himself doesn't mention it, but others say it. And the Baal Moir also have to explain it that way, that the Akilu is mentioning the price according to Rabbi Yechanan, because of Hillel. In other words, in Han, according to this price is expressive of the Rabbanon of Hillel. And the Rabbanon of Hillel hold that mitzvahs mivatlus vezu, so we make all the kibbutz and not even kind of meat. So that gives a bit of the gives a bit of the and how the kibbutz not. So why does he say, why does he use the Russian not to go? In other words, because they are addressing themselves to Hillel. You Hillel, you say that the proper thing is on the kibbutz. No, we are Hillel. The proper thing is not on the kibbutz. The proper thing is Dafke Sefer. But Al-Dikeirach not. So the price it uses the Rosh Nafil. In other words, not as you say Dafke Al-Dikeirach is the proper thing. No, the proper thing is not Dafke Al-Dikeirach. Afilu Zebim Yatsirazim. But in Achnamik, and according to the Rabbanon, So it has to be Dafke Sefer. But that's the Eichat Rosh. So this is what Rabashi is. It's a common Balanoia. Masko Rabashi, Yehochem Mayapil. So you should use Achil. Since he doesn't agree, it's all right. It would be all right for the Rabbanon to use Achil because of him. You will say that the proper thing is Dafke Al-Dikeirach. We say no. Not only is the proper thing Al-Dikeirach, but there is another proper way of fulfilling the mitzvah. Separately. But since according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, so Dafke separately, so they shouldn't use the expression Akilu because they are addressing themselves to it. But the Rabbi Yechanan himself explains the Akilu in that sense. Because they are addressing themselves to Hillel, and Hillel emphasizes Keirach, so and they don't emphasize Keirach. On the contrary, Keirach is no good according to the Rabbanon. So they say they will wash Nafilu. So it's a deicha. That's what Rabashi says. As Rabashi, Yochel Mayapilu. Elo Marabashi, I tell it to you. So that means the Rabashi says that this vice is expressive of Hillel. But according to Hillel, so it's only But the Eved is the kind of mitzvah even with the Yatzim. So in other words, the sheet of the Baal Moya is that according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, so Al-Dikeirach, even the Eved is not good. Because we did the Rabbanon of Hillel hold, mitzvah is the Batlis Wezu. And Hillel holds that mitzvah is the Batlis Wezu. So the Eved is certainly good. Not only the Eved is good, but there is a chatchile to eat it out of here. But the Eved, he can be kind of mitzvah himself. That's the sheet of the one way. Now let's see how the Rashbam. The Rashbam explained the Morana. The Rashbam did not have the Balamoyas here, okay? He was Geres Elom Rabashe Hai Tane Tane Gluyu Lu Mochet Tone. But he was Geres Elom Rabashe Hai Tane Hochet Tone. So Maske Rabashe. ומי הוא חייתי לו לא חבירו, כי רבי יחד, אבל מי הוכל לשמיר. The next part, I need to learn more. השלגוית מהיוך הזה לא הייתי לו לא יחבירו, אם מבורך לאכילס מצ, ביוכל, ועוד מבורך לאכילס מורר, ביוכל, ועוד אוכל מצה וחצה, ועל הדוד ולא יפוכל. זה יכול להיות השיר. עכשיו, זאת השפעה מושא זה יהיה, מצה לא רבשו, ומי הוא חלק עם המפרבאו, כרגי חלק, אבל לא יכול לשלם. So in other words, so Abashe agrees with Rabbi Michalek that the Rabbonon Achilik, Achilik Amila, in other words, it's Rabbonon Achilik Amila, the Hashle Bumit Mahil Chesavoy Yilal Loi Kabosh. So Rabbonon Bimaitse made the Yilal, the Tichlich Anam Shabbat Kone, Abo Rabbi Michalek, Koma, so he bring out the Rabbonon Ligamre, to Ligamre Lesbik. So, in other words, so from the Rashbam, it's mashma, that there is a machlekes. That there is a machlekes, in regard to Hillel's now, there is a machlekes v'sheni. In regard to Hillel's shite, and there is a machlekes v'sheni in regard to Rabbonu. There are some v'sheni who say that Hillel's requirement of Terach is likumen. If never, he will not be kind of mitzvah or matzah and then he grew without Terach, if he eats himself. The Abishani, I mean that's the Shita of the Rambam in Muhammad, that even the Eben, it will be marked Kira Hitiyah. Kira Hitiyah. Because it's Exil Sakosu of Yochlu. The Abishani will say that Hillel requires Kira Chom Lechatchila. For the Eben, he'll be becoming the mitzvah even without her. Of course, the according to our lawyers, he'll say. According to our lawyers, he'll say. So it's in Gemara Meforeshes. Hello, Marabasha. Hi, Tane, Tane, Hill, go at the bar. Yohail, go eat some of what you came home. Tom will leave, I want to leave. He said, that's Matsby. So Hill himself says, I was at the Matsby, he's at the Matsby. So, but even the Shane who are dailies, the way we are bears, we are not good tonight, except the Balamoyos girls, Hi, Tane, Tane, Hill. Some of these Shane also say that the heaven is not bad. But the other Shane will say, then the other is back. Then there is a machlekes v'sheni without the Rabbonon. What did Rabbonon say? The Rabbonon, to the Rabbonon hold the darkest separately, but not separately, Yahweh Kerech, it's Miakim Eved, you're not becoming mitzvah, because the Rabbonon hold mitzvahs mevakle izu ezu, or the Rabbonon also agree that mitzvahs mevakle izu ezu, with mevakle ezu. So, according to the Rabbonon, you can be becoming the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Morer in two ways, either in the form of Kerech or by eating each one separately, one next to the other. So there is a machlokes v'sheni on that. Now, so what's the Rashbam Shita in regard to Hillel? So it's mashma, it's not Meforesh, but from the Loshen of the Rashbam, the Diyuk HaLoshen of the Rashbam, it's mashma, that according to Hillel, so Kirach is back. Kirach is back. We'll soon see him. That's from the Diyuk HaLoshen. I mean, like the Mechamis. Mechamis spells it out. Well, the Rashbam doesn't spell it out, but it's mashma. That he agrees with the Mechamis, the Rashbam. That according to Hillel, so Kirach is back, because it's a special to the Sakosu of Yochlu. And Yochlu means that it has to be on top of Matzah Mor, on top of Matzah Mor. So, and Yochlu has reference to the Pesach. That's the Rashbam Shita. But what's the Rashbam Shita in connection with the Rabbonon of Hillel? So there is a machlokes v'sheni. Some v'sheni say, the Rambam says, that according to the Rabbonon of Hillel, so either form is all right. Because the Rabbonon of Hillel also agree with Hillel that mitzvahs ain't mitzvahs. Mitzvahs ain't mitzvahs. So you can be kind of mitzvah either way, either in the form of kerech or in the form of zebif le'atzmei, v'zebif le'atzmei. And then the shite, and then there is the Abishem who say that according to the Rabbonon, you can be kind of mitzvah. Kind of mitzvah only when you eat them separately. But if you eat them together, so mitzvah is mevakel izu ezu, you're not going to be kind of mitzvah. And that is the shita of the Baal HaMoed. That according to Rabbonon, it's mevakel izu ezu. Now the shita of Teisa is actually they are three shits. There is the shita of the Rambam in Muhammad that according to the Rabbanon, so you can be kind to each other in a way. And there is no prevalence. Because the Rabbanon said we would hear that mitzvahs and mitzvahs were the only machlekes between the Rabbanon and Hillel is, Hillel holds that there is a mitzvah of kerach li'kuvei, and the Rabbanon said there is no mitzvah of kerach. Neither li'kuvei nor lechatchil. No lechatchil. So the Mele, according to the Rabbanon, so you can be mikayim, according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, you can be mikayim the mitzvah. Either way, either in the form of kerach or the form of mitzvah v'atzvei, and there is no preference, there is nothing to lechatchil of the mitzvah. Then there is the Shita of Ramoyer, the Shita of Ramoyer, and one was in the Miri, that according to the Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon of Hillel, so you cannot be the kind of mitzvah in the form of Kerah, because mitzvah is mivakli zuezu. Then there is the Shita of Teisrei, according to the Rabbonon of Hillel, according to the Rabbonon of Hillel, so lechatchile it has to be separate, lechatchile. But the event you are mikayim even in the form. So actually that is. Now, the shita of the Rashbam, so is mashma in regard to Hillel that it's not. There is a thing. And then in regard to the Rabbanon, so it's mashma from the Rashbam that in connection with the Rabbanon of Hillel, so that's the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabash. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan. Aber wir können kommen auf die Tüte mit der Rabbanon in Kampf der Messe. In other words, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbanon of Hillel hold that you cannot even be kind of mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Moreh if you eat them in the form of Kerach, in the form of Kerach. But according to Rabashe, so you can be kind either way, because the Rashbam is not here, does not have the Gilsen or Moheya. So he says, Elmo Ravashi, Hai Tanga Hochet, Yochel Gitzel, was the Gilchel, was Achaz, Vichel, 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 and it's expressive of the view of the Rabbanon, according to the Rashbam's Gilsen. And he says, at the price, according to Ravashi, says, Abu Zevich, the Achsmei, he Zevich, the Achsmei. So that means that according to Ravashi, the Rabbanon of Hillel say that you can be kind of mitzvah either way, either in the form of Kerach or in the form of Zevich Ne'atzeh Ne'atzeh. Whereas according to Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbanon of Hillel hold that you can be kind of mitzvah only out of the Zevich Ne'atzeh or Zevich Ne'atzeh. This Rashbam said in so many words. The Rabbanon the Christ said later in Hillel, the Kirch Nama Shabbat, Abo Rabbi Yechanan, the three, so I mean the Rabbanon the Praise, that means the way Ravashi explained the Praise. Abu the Yechen Korah, the three are in the Rabbanon with God in the Lesley Kerechba. You cannot even be Mikayim, the Mitzvah. That's the Rashbam Shi. Alright, now let's see the Praises. Also, the Mother Rabbanon of Batu Masel Raisi, the Koshke, so the Mora says, that the Lichre, Inish Matzah Mora Barabah, why? Because Matzah is the Raisa, Mora is the Rabbanon. So Mora the Rabbanon is the fact that Matzah is the Raisa. Now, if you don't know what Mitzah is the Raisa, so that's the Raisa, the Raisa. Our Raisa, the Rabbanon, also Rabbanon, the Raisa. Also Mora the Rabbanon, the fact that Matzah is the Raisa. Because she can. He will have a more. Now, if you don't know what Matzah is the Raisa, of course, that's common sense. Because the reason is why the Rabbanon is the fact that because from the point of view of the Raisa, so the Rabbanon is Rishus. So certainly if it's Rishus Mamesh, not in the Rabbanon. So it certainly will not be in the Raisa. It means, Kirimash will come. Behold, the Shore of Akeneis, Matzah with the Bellas, will not say something with Matzah with Matzah. That's what happened in Loches, that's what happened in Matzah. And they say, they live in Absolute. So the question is, how can you put in the Matzah, how can you put in so many spices, but then so to have the time of the psalm also. So when one will eat the matzah, so the time of the psalm should be matter the time of the matzah, or the matter of the matzah. So the answer is, there it's very slight. They are not talking about it. With the whole case of Joshua, Matzah developed the Shirashi, as the young Machin, is it the Chamor. So in other words, so Rashi Aser is putting in of something in the matzah for a different reason. It's nothing to do with matzah's mitzvah. I mean, call him a Pesach because it's machmitz if you put in something in the matzah in the botzei. So then it's machmitz. So this is Israeli kaver. That's another idea that has nothing to do with our. Elo marav. Ein yirek etzel shakim kres. Di mishape ish rav ashe yutze rabeh. So now it's according to the Rashbam. So rav ashe is chilka rabeh. And according to the Rashbam, what's the machlekes between rav yeichen and rav ashe? Because rav yeichen so the Rabbon and me both. Rav Yechanan and Rav Asher both agree that this price of Yochel Yikichon Vasachas represents the view of the Rabbon. And that's the both thing. But according to Rav Yechanan, so the Rabbon of Hillel say that you can be kind of mitzvah dafke, how you deserve it, but not in the form of Kerah. And according to Rav Asher, so the Eved, so according to the Eved, that stays a shit. I mean, but according to the Rashbam, so the Pechenen says, so according to the Rashbam, the Pechenen, the Rabbonon says that you can kind of mix the Tapke through Zebriyatme, and Rav Asher says that you can kind of mix the Eder. There is no preference here. So Rav Asher is mishapish to Rav Yechanan, because according to Rav Yechanan, so the Rabbon say that only Tzedek Yazan. After all, Rav Asher also agrees with Rav Yechanan that this price is expressive of the view of the Rabbanon. So why does he have to be healing on Rav Yechanan? All he has to do is just to be mishamed the washing of the price. El Rav Asher matzkif apri arishim v'mivoshe v'chilkin Rabbanon v'asgelich. So what's the meaning of apri arishim? What do you mean? Where the taste says yet? Bnei Yeshiva. Now, the Rambam in Chametz, the Rambam is not so explicit, but the Rambam is more explicit in the Pshat of the Rambam. So, but that's the Rambam's Pshat. So the Rambam mentions in the name of the Rambam that, now the Rambam Shita is that the Hillel himself requires him to have to get a good. And if it's everything after the Nazi, you're not going to be kind of mixed. Whereas, according to the Rabbonon say, there is no emphasis on Kerach. So you can be kind of mixed either way, and both are equally good. There is nothing in Mitzvah and Amufra, according to the Rabbonon, that you should either that get Zemmich Nazi or Nazi. Either way, it's all right. They're equally good. But, so what's the machlekes between? What's the machlekes between Hillel and the Rabbon according to Mohammed? According to Hillel, so there is a nikkun, dafkin kerech, because that's the pshat in the chum, dafkin the form of kerech. And if you said that's what you have to kind of mix, the Rabbon say, your chum doesn't imply that it has to be dafkin or kerech. It can be either way, and either way is equally good. So the Rabbon, the question is how. But how can the Rabbon of Hillel say? How can the Rabbon of Hillel say that either way it's good? But okay, and they hold mitzvahs to bakhuzer. If mitzvahs to bakhuzer, so how can we count the mitzvahs to kegas? So it's mitzvahs to bakhuzer. So he says, in a number. Rabbile Mishvei Gimore, that's the name of the Samedish, as Rashi Yidushi says. Die Schmieden machen nichts mit dem Sabbatisch. So wird es Rabbine. Oma Rabbine, Oma Rabbine Schalschi. Friede Rabbine muss hoch am Himmel und Schmieden machen. Und wollen nicht Schmieden machen mit dem Sabbatisch. So, Rabbine, nicht in der Nähe mit dem Sabbatisch, die Schmieden machen. He holds that only Himmel holds mit dem Sabbatisch. Because Himmel says it explicitly. Hoi Kedich, Matamore, Kedich, Pesach Matamore. So we just see that Hillel obviously holds Mitzvah Seir Kabbalism. The Rabbonon don't say anything to the contrary. So Rabbine said, Mishlevi Gemore, that Mantane Yamin, the Bnei Samedra said, Mantane Dishamas for Mitzvah Seir Kabbalism, Hillel. That means that Rabbine assumed that only Hillel holds Mitzvah Seir Kabbalism. Mashayim Kei, the Rabbonon of Hillel, they hold Mitzvah. Only Hillel holds Mitzvah Seir Kabbalism. Mashayim Kei, the Rabbonon of Hillel, they hold Mitzvah Seir Kabbalism. Mimele, according to the Rabbonon of Hillel, you cannot even be kind of Mitzvah in the form of Kerech. So this is Masih Lo Ravashi. Not Masih Lo Ravashi, Rambam says. Not Masih Lo Ravashi. Against Rabbi Yechanan, as the Rashbam explains. Not Masih Lo Ravashi. Against Rabbine, against the Bnei Sametrech. It's Rabbine Mishmini Gemor. So, against the Bnei Sametrech. So, because Rabbine implied Mantan, the Bnei Sametrech, and this is the Pshat in Tesis. When Tesis says, El Ravashe Maskev Abnei Shire. So it's like Rambam. On that point, it's like Rambam. Tesis Shire is not like Rambam at all, but on that point, it's like Rambam. So, in other words, because Rabbine said, So they said, Mantan of the Shamasle, Mitzvah Zuhila. The implication being that the Rabbon of Hillel, they hold that Mitzvah Zuhila. Oh, Hillel is the only one who says Mitzvah Zuhila. But the Rabbon of Hillel holds Mitzvah Zuhila. Mitzvah Zuhila. So Maske Kuravashe, Yoche, Maya Filu. This by saying, if you are going to assume that as Rabbine says, Mishmei Gemor, that according to Rabbanan of Hillel, so Mitzvah Zimbach is Ezu, so one cannot be Mikachim in the evident Mitzvah in the form of Terah. But here, the price which is expressive of Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yechanan himself says that it's expressive of Rabbanan. Cheyukino of Rabbi Yechanan Hillel, Titanke. So the price which is expressive of the view of the Rabbanan, saying so many words, Afuzevich Neatzmei. And this vice, so that means that the Rabbonon say in effect that you can be kind of mitzvah in two forms, either in the form of Kerech or in the form of Zevich Neatzmei. So it's a kasha against Rabbine, which may be more. This is what Tesis means. El Rabashe must be Avnei Anshim. That's Rabbine Mishmei Gemor, as the Yanshi. The Mephoshe, the Chayuti Rabbon, the Asra Likhay. Because Rabbine Mishmei Gemor and Mishmei Yanshi. So he says that only he will hold Mitzvah Seir Matlis Ezu. But the Rabbon will not hold Mitzvah Seir Matlis Ezu. So the Mele is also to do it on the Kerach. He will not be behind the Mitzvah if you do it on the Kerach. But this price, which is expressive of the view of the Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yechanan also agreed. Rabbi Yechanan and Ravashi, they both agree that it's expressive of the view of the Rabbanon. So this vice says in so many words, Avivu Zevich Neatzmei, Zevich Neatzmei. So it's a kasha against Rabbanon, but it's no kasha against Rabbi Yechanan. There's nothing wrong with Rabbi Yechanan. So El Ravashi Maskev Abnei Yeshiva, the Mephoshe Yechid Ki Rabbanon, the Asra Yechid. Because the Rabbanon of the Bnei Yeshiva hold, that the Rabbanon of Yehuda hold, that mitzvahs mivatlis zuezu, v'imkei maya filu, el rabbonon sa, v'bichol inyan mitzvos, bein al dikriche, bein kol echad levashe, bein kol echad levashe, u'blik ahilel, v'matzlich mitzvich, bo der atchei kadra agarich meo, v'nachte rabbonon, afilu, v'nachte, also the question is, so why do we say afilu? Nach der Rabbonon, Afilu, Mishum Hillel. Mishum Hillel. Because the Moshe, so nach der Rabbonon, Afilu, Mishum Hillel. Wie im Thema, Minolon, Misoba, Hillel, Eben Makkos. Alpha know that you hold the three apples in your hands. You Bashan Hochem go at all. Because here the Rabbanon say, Al Matis Umbrigan Yachlu, Afikun Zeb Triatsme, Bizeb Triatsme. So what's the right? So now we're talking about Zerzakos. It's Zerzakos. That he can be kind of mitzvah. So here's the kashe. How do we know that he holds that mitzvah say in bad ways? In kolatere kule, diu mishan hoche, do bore krom. Do bore krom because there is a mitzvah about matzah and bring yichlu, and they're going to Hillel, so what is it? So what does yichlu mean? That it means on top of matzah and more in the form of kelech. So it's a special to the sakotsu. But generally speaking, maybe he will agree that mitzvahs is mivakli to Ezra. They, or the Rabbonon Nami mivaklis. According to Rabbonon, the Rabbonon also say that it's a mivaklis. Do him go for Nami also. So in Mele, how can we say there is a machlekes between Hill and Rabbonon as to whether it's mivaklis or not mivaklis? Yesh leima, so baruch hatchila yesh mitrei, ubidem nochini jorikovich, in kein biyali mei mivaklis. Because Hila says that lech hatchila yesh to be kein. But the Eved, he's yetze, let's say it's a sheep. That the Eved, he always made it, and he's yet, ubidem nochini jorikovich, In Cain, beyond the Mivaklis. So we have to say that Hillel generally holds that we say Mivaklis. Because E.D. Mivaklis, in Cain, is called Hatitriche. The Lema, the Hocheloi Mivaklis. In Kafriabon, in Kekhori de Ebe, Shmaino, the beyond the Mivaklis. Shmaino, the beyond the Mivaklis. Shamoche, the Hocheloi. So Teisa Shite is unique. Teisa Shite is Bein Ligabe Hila and Bein Ligabe the Rabbanon. So you can be Mikhail in Mitzvah either way. So according to Hila, we can be Mikhail in Mitzvah even without Kerech. But there is a Zerzakosu of Yachlu that will have Hila in Tesla. In the Rabbonon, you can also be Mikhail, the mitzvah either way. You can be Mikhail the mitzvah either way. So that way, so the Rabbonon, the Vilka 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 Rabbonon, so if we didn't have a special Tersakos, so he should be made to be Mikhail the mitzvah. But there is a Zerzakosu of there is a special Zerzakosu of Al Matzah Umrei Yichlu that you can be kind of mitzvah, the kind of mitzvah in Malikah, in Malikah. Now let's see the Rambam. We have to see the Rambam in order to understand this issue. Now the Gemara says here that So we both have a smatze, we are here, what we both have a smore, we are here, what we both have a smore, we are here, what we both have a smore, we are here. So, we both have a smore, we are here, we both have a smore, we are here, we are here, we are here. Why couldn't he, at the very outset, eat matze and more together? Because if he did that, have also more than a ramadon, and what will matze? So then it would be good according to everybody, even according to him. Vimo yorich al matzeh lo imor et chilo. Suppose, kisho yorkech al hakach. course, they imagine the issues about the world, but they put to this with battle by Kashi. Alright, he has to be first because I smart. But why does he have to meet first because I smart, then because I smart? Then Kera let him meet first because I smart, and then meet Kera. So he says, we will come at the river and flow. He shall give for the car, or say, matching the shoes. When we fight the water, but we knew we have a kind of Kera, have a dinner, matching with the day. We hold a matching umbore, which we can keep each other's glasses and grab on the skipper, have a grab on. So it's not reported, according to him. Now, the Rambam says, in the Kres, he said, so in the middle of Aloha Bob, he says, Barakah, Kenech Matzo Mora Keachas, Umitabo Bechavises, Umiborich, Boruch Atta Mishabit, or Hunshot, and Smora Achilas Matzo Sumeri, Veich. So the Rambam is referring to the Smora Bais, when they become peasant. We more how Matzo with the Hatzi, we more with the Hatzi, we more with the Hatzi, we more with the Hatzi. And then he says, Aloha Zayin, ועקח מבורך בו חפר הראשון ולכים מלך ולמו אשר ראשונו במצוצר מצוון אחר לסתיך ואיך הוא מסך נגיד את הבוס הכי הוא מבור מבור חפר הראשון ולכים מלך ולמו אשר ראשונו מצוצר מצוון אחר לסתיך פסח ואיך הוא מבור משל פסח אוהד סוגרה מצייס כוס פרח מצל זה לא כאילו מכל מוקים זה עשי בלבי so he has two catches first of all why does he pass like you because he says Boch hat es aber die Mutter ist nach Kach. Aber Kach geht nach Matze und Mora Kach. Da ist die Kontra von der Pilel, so ist nach Kach. Ist nach Kach. And then, so now we're going to pass the Fakir. So that itself is difficult. Why should we pass the Fakir? Die Mora says, the Ashtar has to meet my Mutter, so we can look upon, so it wasn't Nichra, whether the Aloch is like Kach or not. So that's one Kach. Then, assuming that the Aloch is like Kach, the Aloch is like Kach, so why does he say that's what the means? Become what he says in the so why does he say be more matter with the Nazi more Nazi more than the Nazi matter? The Rambam finds that he has an alternative. I mean, he can choose. He has two ways how he can do it. Either he eats matter more together, or he eats matter separately and more separately. So that's not like Hillel. Moshe, if you pass like Hillel. So the Rambam should say just that he has to eat matzanoya and then write it carbonate to them, be something else too. Because the Rambam, he said when he mentions here, he mentions only this Marabayis matzanoya together, not Pesach matzanoya. So the Rambam's hasogi could also include this hasogi. We come to say, I said, I'm a big, if he does pass my killer. So why does he say that he takes matzah and more here. And there he eats the Pesach separately. Let him say, he takes matzah and more and Pesach and eats all of it together. So it's all part and parcel of that Suez Arab. Alright. Now then the Rambam right? So the Rambam is complete, the Rambam is completely straight. Then the Rambam says, Aloha Ches. So Aloha Bob, Aloha Zayin, and reference to Smala Pais. Aloha Ches is a reference. Bismala Zay, Shem Shomom Achim, Shem Gori Chalitzi Lashem. The question is, Monachia, if so now it's a sophic when the Aloha is like well, the Aloha is like a woman. So why did he give you the alternative to Marabais? So the Rambam apparently distinguishes between Marabais and Smarazim. Now, I don't think that I have the time to explain completely, Shiksa Rambam. But one thing I just want to mention that the Rambam, it's difficult to assume the Hassan who say that the Rambam passed this completely like the Rabbanu. This is what Rosh Hashanah says. That the Rambam passed this completely like the Rabbanu. and riches in Yerushalayim Chalek. Look at the Yerushalayim Chalek. So he says that the Rambam must be completely like Rabbi Mavila. Completely like Rabbi Mavila. And that's why the Rambam passes that the Kelech is only consists only of Matzis and Moritz and Rabbis, not the rest of Matzis. Now the Yerushalmi, how is it something we're going to have the Rajma here? That they call the Hillel, so you have the Kelech Pesach Matzis. Pesach Matzis. So why does the Rambam say that his Kelech only Matzis Moritz? So what Rashi Chol says, the Rambam passes by Rabbunah. And the court, so in other words, and the machlekes between the Rabbanon, this is what the Rashi Chol says, that the court is the Rambam. So the machlekes between the Hillel and the Rabbanon of Hillel consists in the question is whether you can be Kelech Pesach Matzomorabiyah. So he mentions the Yerushalmi Chaleh Ber Chaleh, that the Yerushalmi says that the Rabbanon of Hillel, that's how it's Pashmi mentioned, that the Rabbanon of Hillel hold mitzvahs, mivatlis, uezu, only when it's two against one. In other words, Hillel says mitzvahs, mivatlis, uezu, even if it's two against one. So Hillel was Kelech Pesach Matzomor. Hillel was Kelech Pesach Matzomor. So the Rabbanon of Hillel say, no, Pesach Matzomor cannot be Kelech. Why? Because you have two against one. You have the Matzomor, you have the Pesach. I mean, you have the Pesach and you have the Matzah. So the melees, so when you have two against one, so then mitzvah is mivatlis. So it's Mashiach came, if you have just one against one, Matzah and more together, then there is no deal if you have one against one. So the melee, according to to Hillel, you can even have two against one and there is no deal. But the Rambam passes like Rabbanon of Hillel. So the melee, you cannot be Kelech Pesach Matzah Moreh, and he's Kelech only Matzah Moreh Keachas. And he passes like a Rambam. So that's very strange. First of all, if the Rambam passes completely like a Rambam of Hillel, and he calls to the Yerushalmi, Chalbet Kalev, so why does he mention our Chedit Razeh, Shein Shokom Nachir? So what if he passes like the Rambam of Hillel, so too, he couldn't eat at the very outset, just matzah more, because even according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, who say that mitzvahs mivatlis erezu, but also more the Rabbanon batel matzah deraisa, but he wouldn't be mechuyev to do three things. I mean, first the Kazayim is matzah, then the Kazayim is more than Kira. Passes like a one of Hillel. So all he would have to do is first eat matzah and then treat more, not the Kelech. And the Rambam mentions in our Ches that the first he has to eat the matzah, then the Kelech, then Kelech. So we see that the Rambam passes like blessings of Gemara, that it's not Muche when the Halacha is like a one of Hillel or like Kelech. So we can say like the Halacha. But one thing that means can be explained now is that the Rambam, when the Rambam says, first of all, in respect to the Shaila, why would the matzah more, not the matzah more? So the Shita's Rambam could be that even according to him. So how is to be understood, not in the sense of Antapo, but in the sense, as I said before, that how is to be understood in the sense of some, like our Bajis, Shoshua Pawan. In other words, so Somuch to Matzis and Rebbe Yechlu. So what does it mean, Matzis and Rebbe Yechlu? Matzis and Rebbe Yechlu means, in other words, that the Matzis and Rebbe has to be together. But the Pesach doesn't have to be together. That's the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention Pesach Matzah. All right, so Kashi is from the Roshan and Chal or. So, and then, why does the Rambam give you an alternative? Why the Moshiach? If he passes like Hillel, so why did he say be more chalmatzah than the atzvi more than that? So if we say now we saw that there is a machlokes for shem in the Gad Hillel, whether Hillel requires that to Kelech, the Yikube, or Hillel requires Kelech only with Chachile. So the Ramban Shita is that Hillel requires Kelech, the Yikube, and the Mahmoya Shita is that Hillel requires Kelech Oh, we have clear this issue is also the theory requires data only we have clear. So the Shikis Rambam could be like the Ramoy. And they says that Kerach is required according to Hillel or Lechatchila. And that's why he says, so first he says, V'hakach Kerach matzo moleke achas. U'mitamu v'chavisis. U'mibolu bolu chatan shum tipelachum shum tisrono achas matzo deri. U'mibolu. So why does he first start with this alternative of eating matzah and mora together? Because maybe the halacha is like hila. Because so maybe the halacha is like hila. And according to him, and the Rambam agrees with the Balamoy and the says that hila does not require kerach. The Eved only requires kerach lechatchila. So maybe lechatchila he says. But the Rambam Shita in Hillel is that Al Matzis of Reirim Yechlu does not mean on top of Matzis of Reirim. But Sobuch to Matzis of Reirim, we should eat the Kol Pesach. So that means that the Matzis of Reirim have to be put together. And the Kol Pesach has to be eaten Sobuch to the Matzis of Reirim. So that's why the Rambam says, because of Yechshoshe, maybe the Aloch is like Hillel, and according to Hillel, there is a Lechatchila of eating Kerech, the form of Kerech. And what does Kerech mean according to Hillel, according to Shmiz Rambam? That Matzis and Mocha have to be put together. But the Pesach does not have to be eaten together. The Pesach has to be eaten Sobuch to the Matzis and the Mechim, which are together. So the Melody says, V'akach Kerech Matzo Mocha Kerecha, so Bihavu Bechani says, V'umbor Mocha Tzom Tiba Chum Shem Tzir Tzivonu, Alachilas Matzis and the Mechim, Veichlo. And then he says, but suppose he cannot eat together. So since it's only a lechatchile, so he says, be more halmatzah with miatzmi, more with miatzmi. Suppose for some reason he cannot eat together. So, but it's not miakim. So if for some reason he cannot eat together, then we can be mikan with mitzvei with miatzmi. It's only lechatchile. So that's why he mentions that as the second alternative. In other words, this is not the thing that has to be done chatchile. But in case he cannot eat together, so then there is another alternative. Bimochal matzah natzvah miatzmei. So bimochal yichalze miatzmei v'yalze miatzmei. And then, so that means that the Rambam really passes and the Gemara says has to eat by yichasi. So it's isopik, but the halacha is like Hillel, the halacha is like Kabbalah. But the Rambam agrees with the Balamoy. He agrees with Balamoy and Tesis that Hillel requires Kerach only as the Chachile, not the Eved. So maybe in the Rambam too the Chachile requires it. That's why he mentions the first thing, Kerach Matzamor, but not Pesach, because according to Hillel. So Al is to be understood in the sense of something. Al, Somuch, to Matzis and Mora together. So he should be the compass. So maybe, but since it's only Chachile, so if for some reason, he cannot eat them together. So then there is another alternative. And then he mentions, Yahweh Ches, Yismarazeh, Sheish of Kom Acher, Shemibor Echamit Zilechen, Yishchik of Arach Tzmat. All right, that will be enough for the day. But you please go over the Balamoyer and the Ramban of Echamit Zinsai, and also the Yimore Yisbochim. Which starts, so it's one piece of humor that I have on now. Omar is what is a little man, it's a laptop, it's a few of them say, you also want what? We have just shown now to look at the other way of the plan. So Shmanu no is doing what is there, say. And then, just that piece of humor, and then the fantasy of now. But the Lord says, we're pretty good at Lezer. The Lord of Lezer, the Shaykh, he uses the Bible to do. God, he is doing the Bible to do. Man, shall we pray? Do.